Good morning. Welcome to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're just weeks away from 2015, and that can mean only one thing. Soon it will be tax season. Most people loathe tax time, but for some it can be a boon. Some low-income families are eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit, which can mean an infusion of welcome income up to nearly $6,000. But often the credit goes unclaimed. In Baltimore City alone, in 2012, it's estimated that $50 million was unclaimed. Eligible Baltimore County residents left an estimated $32 million on the table. In Anne Arundel, $15 million. With me to talk about the Earned Income Tax Credit is Robin McKinney. She's director and co-founder of the Maryland Cash Campaign, a nonprofit that helps low-income families find financial stability. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
How does the Earned Income Tax Credit work?
Well, the Earned Income Tax Credit, all you need to do is actually file a tax return. It's that simple. There are, of course, eligibility requirements, as everything has with the Internal Revenue Service. But if you're working, you're making less than $53,000, whether or not you have a child, you're going to be eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit. So literally all people have to do is file a tax return. At the Maryland Cash Campaign, we promote free tax preparation. We have a network of sites across the state. Here in Baltimore City, there's a great network of groups of the Baltimore Cash Campaign. So we think helping people to get this great credit, which, as you said, is worth thousands of dollars. The average one was over $2,100 in the state of Maryland. Maximize every single dollar of that credit and get it back using free tax prep.
So one files a tax return, including like a 1040EZ,
It can be a simple tax return, and it's a form that gets filed as part of their regular tax return.
But do you have to identify yourself as a potential claimant of the Earned Income Tax Credit, or does the IRS do that when they look at your
tax
return?
Preparer? Yep, when your tax preparer or if you're doing it yourself using software, it is basically looking at your income, it's looking at if you have dependents or not, and how long they were with you over the course of the year. So it's actually just a couple questions that the tax preparer will ask. And then through the software and through your tax preparer, that's how they determine that you're eligible. So if folks think they might be eligible and they haven't been getting it, it's worth asking your tax preparer or double checking your software if you're doing your own tax return.
Why was the Earned Income Tax Credit created?
It was created actually as a way to offset Social Security taxes and as a way to help low-income workers to reward work. You know, many low-wage workers, they're not making enough money to always sustain their families. And so what the Earned Income Tax Credit does is it helps to make them whole. It helps to make their wages, as we heard at an event yesterday, an economist said, it really juices up their wages, which I sort of like that idea that they're getting their wages juiced up.
And you said the average in Maryland is about how much?
About $2,100. And what's great about the Earned Income Tax Credit is, so we have this wonderful federal credit that we've had since 1975. But here in the state of Maryland, we also have a state Earned Income Tax Credit. And so people have this additional benefit that they might be eligible for. And we're leaving money on the table with that, too. As you said, there are millions and tens of millions of dollars being left on the table across the state. We think it's about $237 million that's being left on the table in federal credits, but an additional $25 million in state credits is being left on the table as well.
That's Robin McKinney here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cash. She's director and co-founder of the Maryland Cash Campaign, a nonprofit that helps low-income families find financial stability. According to a policy brief put out by the Cash Campaign and the Maryland Center on Economic Policy, more than 100,000 eligible workers did not apply for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Why not?
A couple reasons. As I said, the only way you can get the Earned Income Tax Credit is to file a tax return. For some people, they don't have to file a tax return. Maybe their income was lower than a certain amount each year and they didn't file, or they chose not to file. So for some people, it's just as simple as file a tax return. What's great about the Earned Income Tax Credit is you can go back 3 years. So if you realize this year, oh my gosh, I'm eligible and I have been, you can actually go back and amend or do previous tax returns and get that Earned Income Credit. So for some people, they're not filing. For some people, they're just missing it. If they're doing their own tax return or their tax preparer is missing it, they're not realizing that they're eligible for it. And I think a lot of people don't realize maybe they only worked part of the year, or just sort of confused about how it works, that they think that they don't need to file.
And this credit is refundable, right? So it's not that it just reduces taxes you owe. If you Oh, nothing. You actually get money from the government.
It does. And that is incredibly important, again, as a way to juice up wages, as a way to increase money. The value of work is it's putting money back into people's pockets. It's not just reducing their tax liability. What we know about the Earned Income Tax Credit, which over $1 billion in federal and state credits came into this program to 400,000 Marylanders last year. That's a lot of money coming back into our local economy. And what we know about the Earned Income Tax Credit is when people get their refund, they're spending it locally. They're spending it on childcare and rent and transportation. They're using it in local communities. So the economic impact of these tax credits means a lot to the family, but it means a lot to the Maryland economy too, which is why it's so important that this money that's being left on the table could really be helping to get our economy back on track.
Now, employers are required by Maryland law to let employees know about the Earned Income Tax Credit. Do we know how many employers are doing that?
We don't. You know, one part when we passed the legislation 2 years ago is there were a lot of concerns from employers about, you know, a mandate, about what it would mean for them to comply. But complying with this law is actually incredibly simple. They could send an email to every single employee. They don't have to separate it out by who they think is eligible. Or they could just send it to every single employee that makes less than $53,000, which is that sort of top cutoff level. It's actually very simple. They could do a stuffer. There are when they send out the 1099s or the W-2s each year, we have information on our website, which is mdcash.org for employers, information about how they can comply with this act. There's also resources on the IRS website, irs.gov, where employers can print out a flyer that has all of the right information on it, and they can put their logo on it. So it's actually very simple to comply.
The legislative history of this credit seems to show that it has bipartisan support, even though one would think that conservatives wouldn't be crazy about the idea of paying money out to families. Why does it have this kind of support?
I think it has support because it rewards work. The 100% first thing you have to do to get the Earned Income Tax Credit is you have to work. You don't have to work full time, but you have to work. It has to be earned income. And I think people get that and they understand that not everyone has high wages. And so this is a way, again, to sort of boost those wages. Though they're just with any other sort of social program, you always have concerns about fraud. But there's so many checks and balances between the IRS and the Comptroller's Office and our whole federal tax code that it makes the program actually incredibly efficient to run because no one has to have pure oversight. It's just part of the tax code.
Robin, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Robin McKinney, she's director and co-founder of the Maryland Cash Campaign, a nonprofit that helps low-income families. We've got a link to their website on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We need your help at WYPR. And here's Nathan to tell you how.